Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, August the 26th. I just want to say up front, because I'm sure you're hearing a great deal about the hurricane in Texas, and of course, that's over in Houston, which is about 250 miles, maybe 300 miles to the southwest of us. Now, much of the storm right now is apparently on the Louisiana side of the border. It hasn't quite hit Houston yet or Galveston. It may very well do so. And even if it doesn't hit directly, what they're going to get there in Galveston and in Houston is a tremendous amount of water and probably some pretty heavy winds. So our best to all our friends in the Houston area, Galveston, that whole area there, our best to you. And listen to what they're telling you. I mean, listen to what the authorities are telling you. And they tell you to pack up and leave. Don't challenge it, because they've got some pretty serious information about this hurricane. And don't put your life on the line just because you want to argue with the authorities, okay? So just follow what they tell you, and you'll be better off than, you know, staying home and potentially having floods or potentially having very heavy winds. Just to give you a quick example, my mom was staying in the Houston area with my brother and his family, and we brought her here a couple of days ago. We got her out of there a couple of days ago, so she's now staying with us here in Dallas, and that's for the simple reason that we didn't want her at age 91, you know, in the Houston area with a potential evacuation and so on. So it's a serious threat. Take it seriously. And I'm sure that everything will work out well. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the GOP convention last night. I thought it was another fantastic night. I don't know who's putting these things together, but whoever it is, the guys or girl, whoever it is, the team putting it together, is a genius. I mean, the way they present the speakers, what they talk about, how positive everything is, how great the country is, how lucky we are to be living in the United States. Now, that is a message that you and I believe. I'm going to guess that you believe that. If you listen to my show, you probably believe that. Well, I believe that because I've had the luxury of living in another country. I mean, our family came here from Cuba. So I know how lucky I am to be living in the United States. But unfortunately, a lot of people in the streets, a lot of these young people in the streets, they don't have a clue of how lucky they are. So I was just so glad last night to see this and to see people talking about how great the country is. There was a Cuban businessman who really hit it out of the park. Last night there was the Cuban-American lieutenant governor of the state of Florida who was just absolutely great. So, you know, I'm glad to see that Cubans like me are making a contribution to the message. I thought Daniel Cameron, who is the Attorney General of Kentucky, this guy's got a future. This guy has a future. I mean, that's all I can tell you. That man has a future. I think he's a fairly young man. He's 34, as I understood him correctly. So let's give him a chance to grow in politics. But that young man has a future. He was absolutely fantastic last night. So keep an eye on him for the Senate in Kentucky, or perhaps for a governor of Kentucky. Keep an eye on that young man. Just an absolutely wonderful future politician there, a Republican in the future. And an African-American to go along with it. Wasn't it great to hear an African-American talk that way about the United States? I mean, they should all be talking that way about the United States. But, you know, the Democrat Party, for whatever reason, just wants to talk about the negatives. The other very nice part of the night was this young man, Nick Sandman, you know, the young man with the hat who was harassed in Washington, D.C. Now, he's been winning some big cases, or his lawyer has been winning some big cases. And something very interesting happened last night. I read about this over at Powerline. Apparently, somebody at CNN really, you know, said some very nasty things about the young man. Now, yeah, you expect that from CNN. That's all they do over there is just, you know, frankly, they're not very smart over there. But the problem is it may have violated the agreement that CNN signed with this young man. I think a part of that agreement may include something that, hey, we cannot speak poorly of the young man on the air or whatever. So, I was reading a post over at the American Thinker this morning. Thomas Lyson, who's the editor over there, was writing about this. And there may be some problems for CNN. They may be getting a call from Lynn Wood, who's the attorney for Mr. Sandman, and saying, hey, you guys want to go to court again? I'm sure CNN will pay up pretty quickly, but man, the young man gave a great speech. Whoever misspoke or said that stupid thing about the young man over at CNN deserves to be fired, because he's going to end up costing the network a little bit of money. I thought the naturalization ceremony was great. It was just absolutely great to see these many fine people joining the United States. I thought that was just great. It was just perfect. And the First Lady's speech was very nice, maybe a little too long. I mean, I'm not trying to be critical here, but I thought maybe she went on maybe 5 to 10 minutes longer than she should have. I don't know if that was, I don't want to be critical, but I would have preferred a shorter speech. But I mean, but still, she still gets an A+ for the speech. She was just lovely, as of course she is. And the speech, the message is great. And I think we need to see more of Melania Trump on TV and in the public eye. I think she really helps President Trump when she's out there, because I think she presents a human side of President Trump that we don't get to see, because he's always out there, being President Trump, who's a very combative person. And I think Melania really humanizes him in that sense. So I hope we get to see a lot more of Melania Trump. But it was just a fantastic night for the GOP. And one more thing I'll say. You've got to watch these conventions on C-SPAN. That's the best way to watch it, because basically you just get whatever the GOP is putting out, that's all you get. There's no commentary. There's nobody telling you this or telling you that. The other night I got stuck with PBS, and that was a disaster. PBS was nothing but anti-Trump all the way. And at least with C-SPAN, you get whatever they put out. You get it, and you decide whether you want to watch it or not. Now, Fox News, I was watching a little bit of that last night, and they do have a panel. But I think it's, sometimes you just don't want to hear from experts. You just want to see it for yourself. And that's the beauty of C-SPAN. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. A couple of days ago, I wrote a post at the American Thinker about the fact that I got stuck watching PBS. And what happened was that the TV that had access to cable was not, I couldn't watch it there for whatever reason. So I went to the other TV, which is just a regular TV with, over-the-air antenna. And I thought, well, I'll catch it on PBS. And it turned out to be a disappointment, because PBS, unfortunately, all the analysts are very anti-Trump. And, you just reach a point where you say, come on, guys, just give us a little balance. You don't have to be, completely in favor of Trump. But, just put somebody there who will say something different. And they really didn't. And I was really disappointed with them. If you have a chance, catch my post over at the American Thinker about PBS. Let's talk a little bit about Kenosha and what's going on up there. Look, it's terrible. Somebody apparently was shot. I have not seen the entire video. I've seen bits and parts of it. So I'm not going to give you my conclusions about anything, because I don't know what happened. But unfortunately, we live in a country right now, and a lot of it is the media. The media, anytime there is a shooting of a black person by a white person, the media will automatically go on 24/7, you know, breaking news. And I don't think we're getting the true story. Now, I'm not defending the police in Kenosha, but come on, let's have an investigation. Let's see what actually happened before we start jumping to all kinds of conclusions. I'm sure the story is a heck of a lot more complicated, one heck of a lot more complicated than a white guy shot a black man. I'm sure the story is a lot more complicated than that. And I simply give you a couple of examples. Michael Brown up in Missouri and Freddie Gray in Baltimore. You may remember those two cases. They happened during the Obama administration. Michael Brown was the young man up in Missouri who was walking in the middle of the street. Anyway, that case became a national story. In fact, there was the whole thing about hands up, don't shoot. That became legendary out of that incident. That never happened. Hands up, don't shoot never actually happened. And yet you had NBA players, you know, repeating that as if it had actually happened. Well, anyway, that case went before a jury, and the policeman was found not guilty. Okay? The Obama Justice Department investigated that, and the policeman was found not guilty. But tell that to all the people who are running around saying, hands up, don't shoot. The case of Freddie Gray in Baltimore was somewhat similar. Freddie Gray was unfortunately killed. I don't remember exactly what happened. There were six police officers who were accused. Three were blacks. Two were women. Altogether six. And they were accused and put through. You may remember that prosecutor in Baltimore who came out and gave that speech about no justice, no peace. Well, the whole thing went to the courts, and all six police officers were found not guilty. And in the meantime, though, of course, you have all the publicity and these people's reputations are being destroyed by the media, and it's a shame because these people, their lives are never going to be the same. That policeman up in Missouri, who apparently was a pretty good police officer, who knows? I'm sure the last thing he wants to do is to work as a police officer anymore. So we lost a good police officer because people went after this man's character in a completely unfair way. So all I'm saying to people is don't jump to conclusions. Let the investigation. Another thing that bothers me is these Democrat politicians, governors and mayors, you know, they immediately start talking about the history of blacks and police officers, but they don't say anything about the people who are looting and destroying property. That has nothing to do with the incident. That's completely separate. Those are criminals. And by not saying anything about those criminals, I think they make it easier for them to engage in that kind of activity. So let's just wait and see what happens, okay? And when people start looting, when they start rioting, when they start destroying property, we should all stand up and say, no, that shouldn't happen. That's not justified. Whatever happened does not justify the riots, the looting, the destruction of property. And apparently there's a couple of people who were killed up there, and I don't know too much more about it than that. Now, one good thing about all of this is that apparently the governor of Wisconsin, who's a Democrat, has apparently accepted help from the federal government. So there may be some federal agents and some additional resources coming into Kenosha. And that's probably smart. That's very smart of the governor because, look, you know, let's bring in some help. Let's bring in resources. The people coming in are very good, and they can be very helpful to the local authorities. But please do not jump to conclusions until we have all the information. We don't have all the information. Just let the investigation happen. I'm sure that it will happen. Well, on this day in 1939, one last thing here before we go. On this day in 1939, the very first television game on television was broadcast in New York. It was the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. The game was only seen by maybe a few thousand people because, after all, very few people had TV. And it was only seen for 50 miles because of the antennas at that time. But it was the first game ever on television. The Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-2. And Red Barber was the one who got to do the call, which is legendary because he was the legendary announcer. So baseball on TV on this day in 1939. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.